This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Joe Arpaio's lawyer exclusively joining us. He just got found guilty of contempt.
If you are receiving this transmission,
defending our sovereignty,
you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We've got a ton of other news to get to. More info on the Cy Hirsch breaking news. The leaker discovered. Who leaked from the DNC? Surprise, surprise, it's Seth Rich. My story's on Infowars.com. It's all coming up. Massive Google censorship launch. Against pastors, against preachers, against you name it. But first, I want to go to a powerful report dealing with companies promoting microchipping. And it turns out they did get the microchip over the weekend. Got an article showing them bleeding, all the rest of it, from this PR firm. But here it is, Mark of the Beast getting pushed right here in America.
A woman in Australia is now a combo of Darth Vader and the Terminator, thanks to some special implants. Here's an x-ray of her hands. Those circles are microchips. They allow her to unlock doors without using a key. Kind of like the Force. She can also access her computer without a password. Problem solved.
Well, many things start off with the best of intentions, but sometimes intentions turn. We've survived thousands of years as a species without being microchipped. Is there any particular need to do it now?
Approximately 50 employees at Three Square Market, a vending machine technology company based in River Falls, Wisconsin, have decided to ignore the Book of Revelations, eugenics, the existence of the New World Order, and common sense to gleefully act as guinea pigs for the acceptance of microchip technology. CNET proudly reports employees of Three Square won't have to worry about forgetting their employee ID cards at home anymore. Starting next month, a voluntary program will offer company employees the chance to get an RFID chip implanted in their hands. The tiny chips will use NFC near-field communication technology to allow employees to unlock doors, make vending machine purchases, log into computers, and access office tools like photocopiers, all with the wave of the hand.
What did the employees say when you brought this idea to them?
Half of them actually within 5 seconds says yes.
What CNET doesn't tell you is that how long before one of the female employees has a chip implanted, resulting in a terminated pregnancy, or employees are remotely vaccinated in order to test eugenicist Bill Gates' goals.
But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The BBC reports a contraceptive computer chip that can be controlled by remote control has been developed in Massachusetts. The chip is implanted under a woman's skin, releasing a small dose of levonorgestrel, a hormone. The project has been backed by Bill Gates and will be submitted for preclinical testing in the U.S. next year and possibly go on sale by 2018. The same technology could be used to administer other drugs. The innovation comes at a time when governments and organizations around the world have agreed to try to bring family planning to around 120 million more women by 2020. USA Today reports the company, Three Square Market, is partnering with Swedish company Biohacks International, which already has many chipped employees. Yeah, Wisconsin. Follow the lead from socialist replacement migration doormat of the West, Sweden. Just another example of how the left will take itself down simply to prove an inevitable inhumane globalist failure. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are fighting the Babylon system of the globalists. One world government. Open announcements of companies from Europe to the U.S. making you get microchips to basically work there. James Leslie Rawls, formerly of Army Intelligence, best-selling author, researcher, heads up the biggest survival blog out there, survivalblog.com, is our guest the next 30 minutes. And we have Sheriff Arpaio's lawyer joining us exclusively. Sheriff Arpaio has been found guilty in federal court of contempt. We just had Dinesh D'Souza on, who was put in prison for 9 months for no reason. Now they want me put in prison. He's put out the book, The Big Lie, exposing the Nazi roots of the American left. I mean, they are the fascist. They call themselves the anti-fascists. These people mean business. We're going to James Leslie Rawls here in just a moment. The anti-threat spirals. Some Safe Predictions of the Coming Unsafe Era by James Wesley Rawls, coming up here in just a moment. But before I do that, the most important thing to understand is this is an illusion that Trump's poll numbers are down. The scientific polls, the blogs, the bots, the AI systems, just like in the campaign, show him at 60% conservatively of likely voters. They're just panicking because the Democrats are imploding. They're catching the illegals and people voting in dead people's names everywhere. His election commission is documenting all this. Their whole system is in crisis. The border's becoming secure. The economy's coming back. That's why the Republican leadership is turning against Trump, because they were put in there by the globalists. McCain said he'd vote against Obamacare. You know, he'd vote to repeal it. Then he didn't. This is a bunch of scum realizing they're in great crisis. And it's also important to realize we're in the thick of battle. Spread the articles. Spread the videos. Spread our tweets at Real Alex Jones. Spread the archives of videos we put up each day. It's a war. You may already know all this, but the public is more hungry than ever. And support us financially. We've got free shipping running for the last month. It ends today. We've got 66% off colloidal silver. Never done that. 30% off Pro Pure, high-quality gravity-fed filters, Alexa Pure Elf air filtration. 50% off our great natural sleep aid knockout with the melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and so much more. I mean, these are great deals, high-quality products. Super Blue toothpaste is back in stock. Super Blue for children that doesn't have the peppermint, so it doesn't taste too strong. That's back in. These are amazing products. I mean, here's an example, and then I'll quit plugging. Our Prostaguard, we went to one of the biggest, top companies in the nation or of organic production. We said we want a strong saw palmetto, documented good for your prostate and other glands. We want it as strong as these other big leading competitors that sell it for $40. But we also want to add a bunch of other known herbs and things that are good for the prostate and have it for $20 less. Well, it's on sale right now for even more. It's $19.95 Prostaguard. You cannot get a better over-the-counter natural herbal. I mean, even the government lets you say with saw palmetto is documented good for your prostate. It's better than the drugs that are out there. You know, it's amazing what God's given us. There's an example. The best formula out there from our research, the best ingredients, high quality, no fillers, $19.95. Leading competitors are $44, $49. I mean, it's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Ours is amazing. Same thing with Knockout. One bottle of melatonin, the same dose as ours, 3 milligrams, $19.95 on average. Ours is $14.95 with a discount, and normally $19.95 with a bunch of other things in it that are also associated with deeper, better sleep that all work synergistically together. It's $14.95 right now, 50% off the normal retail. So, again, great deal, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back, what are they gearing Antifa up? Why has Soros doubled the amount of money since Trump was elected in January, since he did previously? What are they gearing up for? They're calling for violence. They're calling for Trump's death. They're calling for it in mainstream news. They're calling, whether it's Al Gore or whether it's Clapper and Brennan, they're saying something big's about to happen. It's not impeachment. We're going to remove him. We've got to bipartisanly come together for his removal. Don't do anything when we remove him. Suddenly, Republican leadership is turning against Trump. As they raise more money than they've ever raised, as the Democratic Party is being made extinct, they prepare for the killer blow. And James Leslie Rawls is our expert to break this down, survivalblog.com. James, this ties into your big, lengthy investigative reports, Antifa Part 1 and 2, the Antifa Threat Spiral. Break it down for us. What are the globalists getting ready to do?
Well, Alex, I think it's pretty clear that the Antifa movement is being used as kind of a shock troops for their goal of destabilizing the government. They want to have a wave of protests and followed by a wave of domestic terrorism in this country. They want to destabilize. They want to try to create a counter action by the Trump administration. They're hoping for a Kent State type event where It would demoralize the American populace, turn the populace against the Trump administration, and part of their overall campaign to get Trump out of office. And I think that if you look at Antifa, how they were set up, how they interact between their cells, it's very similar to what we saw in the late 1960s and early 1970s with the radicalization of the anti-war movement. And that spun off a number of incredibly radical terrorist groups. A lot of them were cellular. There was some interaction between cells, and in fact, there was some interaction internationally with groups like the PLO and the Red Army faction in Germany, the Italian Red Brigades, and so forth. I think we're going to see a very similar era here in the United States in the very near future.
Well, we know Black Lives Matter is fashioned after a black lady who's an admitted Marxist who killed a police officer who's a hero in Cuba today. She's a U.S. citizen living in Cuba, and we know that they're fashioning themselves after Saul Alinsky, who pledged allegiance to Lucifer in his opening book, Rules for Radicals. We know that they have fashioned themselves after the Weathermen, and they've been openly preparing. So when you hand out the books, you teach it, then you say in the media, Trump needs to die, his supporters need to die. You're giving direct orders, just like Al-Qaeda puts out videos and says, you know, go out, do this, here's the way you do it. Al-Qaeda is just as guilty at the top as they are at the bottom, carrying it out. It's totally premeditated, and they mean business, and they are now showing their force structure. They're now showing their force on the streets. They're now coming out of every rat hole for big events. And now, as I said earlier, you have top Democrats coordinating the removal of Trump being imminent. What is your expert analysis on that?
Well, if you look at the event where James Hodgkinson shot up the baseball practice, the congressional baseball practice, and where Congressman Scalise was very gravely injured, and he'll have a very long recovery from that. I think that was just a precursor of what we're going to see. He was in the tech world, he would be called what's called a early adopter, and he is kind of a precursor of a whole wave of domestic terrorism. It'll primarily be left-wing terrorism, although there might be a little bit of right-wing reactive terrorism. It'll be...
Or false flags.
Yes, right. And most of what we're going to see is going to be cellular. So it'll be leaderless resistance, small cells, motivated politically by the George Soroses of the world, but because they're independent cells, they'll be very hard to penetrate by law enforcement and intelligence organizations. And they're going to use off-the-shelf technologies to inflict massive terror on the United States. And with the technologies that exist, it will be fairly easy, fairly inexpensive, and again, very difficult to stop because it'll be a cellular organization. And some of those technologies include things like off-the-shelf quadricopter drones. You can go into any hobby store and buy one. And granted, they're fairly small, but if you use a very compact explosive or if you use a toxin or, as I described in my article, a toxin mixed with a transdermal carrier like DMSO, all it takes is a very small explosive charge vaporizing a toxin that's been mixed with DMSO, and you have dozens of people dead in a 20, 30-foot radius.
Well, here's my next point. What does Trump, what does the American people do as they openly gear up to remove him, openly gear up for terrorism, openly start attacking people and doing stuff? What do we do?
Well, the best thing that we can do is still be quite active politically. We need to watch out for our own families, and the best thing there is to stay away from public gatherings, large public gatherings. And one of the things I predicted in this two-part article was that I think that the terrorist adoption of some of these technologies is going to make traditional open-air speeches by politicians a thing of the past. they're not going to, or even in a stadium, for example, they're not going to be able to do that. Just won't be safe to do, because in this next wave of terrorism, just like the bomb scares and bombings of the late 60s, early 70s, we're going to see quadricopter attacks on so many public gatherings that people simply won't feel safe to be there.
This is the perfect thing for somebody who doesn't want to be a suicide bomber, to just use a robot to do it. We're in the 21st century. Robots are so expensive they can easily carry, for a $500 drone, a four-pound package of explosive with nails on the bottom to kill a few people and create panic, or, as you said, release a chemical weapon. And they've all been gearing up for it. We'll be right back on the other side, breaking down the Antifa threat spiral.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
We'll be right back.
woman all over the world. Global crime syndicate led by people like George Soros that started the Arab Spring, killed over 1 million people, funded the Ukrainian overthrow of an elected government, and countless other currency manipulations and other civil wars. So you ask, why are they so confident? Because they've done it before. But it isn't just Donald Trump operating alone. Patriots in our government, in the deep state, are battling the other elements of the deep state. There is a civil war in the deep state. But the establishment deep state has the MSM. But that's a weapon that really backfires on them. So now they're running even bigger hoaxes and attempting to try to get the public back under their control. I don't see it happening. So instead, they're getting more and more and more hysterical as everything they do fails. And so there is an amplification, a spiral, a threat continuum acceleration, a threat continuum expansion, where the elites believe they're in power. They have a normalcy bias of being in power. They have a confirmation bias being around each other. But none of them have really ever gotten their feet wet. They're telling the killers to go out and start killing people. They're not even following the orders at this point. And so there's a major breakdown in the system. Is that a good way to put it, James Leslie Rawls? We still have our guest? James, can you hear me? We'll get James Leslie Rawls' take on that as soon as we get his phone back on. He was having Skype problems and phone problems today at his home. Now, we sit here at the precipice, and we release such bombshells on a daily basis, I don't think people understand why the enemy hates us. They know if you ever really start paying attention, it's over. We broke that Obama stole $290-plus billion from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We are putting out and pushing that Cy Hirsch is out there being interviewed, and no one else is picking this up, saying we know who the DNC leaker was, it was Seth Rich, and then he gives the evidence. This is bombshell information. James Leslie Rawls, looking at their escalation, look at how they're failing. If they keep doubling down, I mean, it's going to turn into an open, hot war. Where do you see their hysteria going?
Well, I think in the near future, we're going to see the wave of terrorism that I described. And it may be analogous to what we saw in Northern Ireland in the 1960s and 70s, where you have the so-called official side of the IRA. The political side of it was encapsulated in an organization called Sinn Féin. And Sinn Féin was the political side. They actually claimed to disavow any contact or any control or any cooperation with terrorists, but they were all part of the same organization. I think we could see the same thing develop here in the States with the mainstream Antifa movement being political, and then you have dozens of splinter groups which are officially disavowed by the main portion of Antifa. But they'll be, you know, conjoined at the hip. They'll be all the same people.
Well, they're already burning things and beating people and attacking people and hospitalizing and calling for everybody's death. And clearly it's escalating. What is the flashpoint where it's openly being called terrorism, and how bad do you think it'll get? What's the timetable?
Well, I think that with the off-the-shelf technologies that exist, and especially with, unfortunately, the NSA releasing into the wild their hacking tool set, any of those hacking tools could be used for an attack on public utilities, for example. And we could see an attack on the SCADA systems of the public utilities, and that's a terrorist attack that would affect tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or perhaps even millions of people all at once.
James, let me ask you this.
That's the most likely next progression in the threat spiral.
Well, a lot of other top analysts agree with you, and in closing, we see in the data dumps of WikiLeaks as of late and others, Vault 7 of the CIA, how they're framing Russia and others, but Russia particularly, with cyber attacks run by leftist deep state, like Reality Winner and others that are Wahhabists, back against the United States to blame Russia. I'm really concerned about cyber false flags carried out by minions of Clapper and others, Brennan and others, to then be blamed on Russia as a provocation.
Well, yes, the false flag could point to Russia, or the false flag could point at American patriots. It's just a matter of who they want to set up. There'll be convenient patsies that they'll be able to set up very easily, because let's face it, it's a purely cyber environment. They can create a trail to whatever server they want to create.
It's perfect frame up territory. Thank you, James.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Arpaio's lawyers up next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating, through town to town. Still, so nobody cares if I live or die. So I might as well be against the bus of action in my life. Breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Well, we had another political prinner on earlier. Dinesh D'Souza headed up an entire cabinet position for Ronald Reagan. No criminal record. He got five of his friends. The political contributions of one of his other friends. And they said, well, you didn't sign some paperwork. You're going to spend 9 months in prison, federal prison. Well, now he's put out the big lie exposing the Nazi roots, the American left. He was on earlier. Guess who else they want to make a political prisoner? Former federal agent, long-running sheriff, no criminal record, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, found guilty of contempt to a judge who's been in the hip pocket of the Democrats. This is incredible. This is Arpaio vindicated, arresting illegals that committed felony crimes, you name it. Arrested illegals that chopped people's heads off. I mean, he tried to stop the crime that's in Mexico from coming here. And now George Soros, Bloomberg, you name it, spent tens of millions to get him removed there out of Maricopa County. Kind of a bellwether of everything, but we've now seen. And so now they're trying to put him in jail and make him a political prisoner as well. Mark Goldman is one of the founders of Goldman and Zwillinger Law Firm that focuses on commercial litigation. He served as an adjunct professor of law, teaching constitutional law and legal writing. Also, he served as special assistant county attorney for Maricopa County, Arizona, licensed attorney since 88. Mark represents high-profile clients with expertise in public relations. GZLawOffice.com is their site, and he is Arpaio's lawyer. Here to break down what's been called a kangaroo court, a kangaroo ruling. And again, they're in the news saying, I need to be arrested as a Russian spy with no evidence, and the president as well. So they want to put us all in jail. What's really going on here, Mark?
This is a political lynching of a dedicated law enforcement officer who has served his country and the people of Arizona for many years with an impeccable record. And it's just a travesty.
Let's break down the facts, because folks want us to go out. They want Trump to go out, his family, and to go out and fight for our sovereignty and to not let unvetted radical Muslims in. And then once we do it, they're trying to kill Trump. They're trying to remove him from office. They're trying to put people in prison. I mean, they come after folks. So now is the time to understand what happened to Joe Arpaio and how we can, hopefully support him. So lay out, we've got some time here, exactly what happened to him, because, I was following it in the news, unprecedented actions.
Right. This was the timeline leading up to this doesn't lie, and it speaks for itself. 11 days before the Arizona primary last August, which included the sheriff's primary race, which was contested in the Arizona primary for sheriff, where Sheriff Arpaio was running for his seventh four-year term in office, a federal judge who had been handling one of the cases in which the sheriff was involved coincidentally referred the matter for criminal contempt prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office and to the court, to the federal court. This was, again, 11 days prior to the primary election, just coincidental, of course. Then the sheriff won the primary election, and then 2 weeks to the day prior to the general election, in which the sheriff was now running in the primary.
It's okay. It's Skype. It's live. People love to sometimes dogs or folks knock on the door. It absolutely happens. And just while you're getting that, just expand on this. We've seen the Ninth Circuit say you can't have American flags in school. The same Ninth Circuit said that he couldn't, control people from places like Somalia. And you have other courts ruling. The Supreme Court struck that down. But we've seen incredible judicial tyranny by the Democrats the last few years. I mean, it is frightening the types of things they do. Please continue.
Yeah, so this matter, coincidentally, of course, 2 weeks to the day prior to the general election, the court issues its show cause order, ordering Sheriff Arpaio to show cause why he should not be held in criminal contempt of court. Again, coincidentally, 2 days to the day before the general election. And this matter was pursued by the Department of Justice under the Obama administration.
The same folks that meet on tarmacs with Bill Clinton.
Exactly. The exact same people under the exact same attorney general who met with Bill Clinton coincidentally at the Phoenix airport.
This is the same Justice Department that Congressman Steve King and others are saying need to be criminally investigated for all the things they've done.
Yes. And again, this was the same Justice Department that clearly initiated this concurrent with an election to which there had been a huge public outcry when Comey took action, and the FBI is under the Department of Justice, when he took action regarding Hillary Clinton shortly before the presidential election. And people were saying, oh, that's terrible. The Justice Department has a policy that they will not take this sort of action prior to an election. Well, gee whiz, they took this action right before Sheriff Arpaio's general election.
Wow. Let's continue now up to the trial and the so-called conviction, all the rest of it.
Yeah, well, my law firm stepped into this case late in the game, and we filed several motions, pretrial motions. Every single one of them was denied. Let's see, we even filed a motion just to stop the trial for a brief period of time because it was going to overlap with my only son's bar mitzvah. And no dice. We couldn't even get that courtesy from the government or the court. The government had the audacity to argue that it's just a one-day social event, so who cares? And in any event, we got into the game late. This was pursued by the very same, contrary to fake news and false media reports, this was pursued by the Justice Department, although under Sessions, by the very same attorneys that were pursuing it during the Obama administration. I sent a letter directly to Sessions and before the trial, explaining to him that this case was being brought forward and prosecuted under the wrong statute, which it was and has been and continues to be. The Justice Department used a statute and the court sanctioned it that is inapplicable to the facts of this case. And had they used the correct statute, there wouldn't have been a trial because that statute provides for a one-year statute of limitations, which had expired. And even if the one-year statute of limitations had arguably not expired, that statute provides unambiguous terms and exact terms that the sheriff was entitled to a jury trial. And needless to say, as we all know now, the sheriff was denied a jury trial in this matter.
That's why I said, tell us about the trial, because he wasn't allowed to have one. He was given a kangaroo hearing.
Well, sure. I mean, this was a criminal referral by one judge in a federal court to another judge in the same federal court. It's similar to asking like a victim to try a case to be the.
By the way, I'm not a lawyer like you. Isn't it in the Constitution that if your life's in jeopardy or you're facing jail time, that by law you can demand a jury trial?
It is. However, it has been narrowed. That has been narrowed by the Supreme Court. Certainly by the, it has been narrowed, and it is not to today, unless the Supreme Court overrules itself, which they should do in that matter.
So where are we going here, and what can we do for Sheriff Arpaio? Because he's a champion. He could have rolled over. He had the UN come after him. He got all these lawsuits. They tried to destroy him, all because he followed the law. 800-plus cities or sanctuary cities where they let criminals, you know, be deported 20 times, rapists, murderers. The media always exaggerates and acts like he was grabbing kids off the street, which he wasn't. He followed the law. Now they're trying to throw him in jail. I mean, clearly, Trump is mad at Sessions because Sessions is intimidated. I don't know what's going on. All these crimes are being committed. They're trying to bring down Trump. People can say, well, Trump could, you know, pardon the Arpaio, but I guess Arpaio simply is appealing right now, wanting a jury trial.
Exactly. We've appealed. We have a pending petition before the U.S. Supreme Court, and contrary again to the fake news, which has reported that the petition was denied by the Supreme Court, it was never denied by the Supreme Court, and it is still pending before the Supreme Court to this day. The only thing that the Supreme Court denied was our request for an expedited ruling or a stay of the trial. The Supreme Court denied that back in June, but it never denied the petition, and it's sitting there right before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court can take action now, tomorrow, next week, next month, reversing this whole matter solely based on the clear violation of the law where this was brought under the wrong statute. And I wouldn't
say, well, I mean, if he doesn't get the appeal, what is he facing?
Oh, well, wait a second. And that's the Supreme Court. But we also will be appealing this to the Ninth Circuit, be ruling in this case as well, because we argue that there are many.
Sure, but that's why I raised the Ninth Circuit, is because I know that you guys are under that. That is the most reverse court out there 80%+ of the time. I mean, I know you don't want to prejudice for him saying bad things about him, but, I mean, you talk about cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right. The only thing that I can say about the Ninth Circuit for the record is that I am very hopeful that the Ninth Circuit will follow the law, and if it follows the law, then there is nothing but that the Ninth Circuit can do except reverse this tragic, erroneous decision.
Sure, but if they don't, what is Arpaio facing?
He faces up to 6 months in prison. And at one time, discussing this matter with the head of the public integrity section of the Department of Justice that's prosecuting this matter. And get this is the public integrity section of the Department of Justice, which is using the wrong statute to prosecute Sheriff Arpaio. And they said they want a full 6 months, and that's what they told me.
These people
want to put an 85-year-old man in prison for 6 months.
It'll just make him more of a hero. I mean, he is so demonized. And again, I get demonized. There's not many of us in this club that get lied about and demonized and misrepresented. I mean, they've had court rulings, and then the media says, I lost my kids. My children are with me the majority of the time. But the media lies so bad, they say, I'm deeply racist, and then don't show where I'm racist. I mean, they just, and so it just makes me, endears me more to like Trump or an Arpaio, because I'm in the club where the media has reached new lows of lying. But, you know, the good news is only weak-minded people believe it, and Democrat-run federal courts. It's scary to understand. I'm also in the club where they want to put us in jail now. And, you know, you as a counselor, as an officer of the court, I know you've studied history. What is it like to see our political climate this dangerous?
It is really scary. And it was scary to read this opinion. And it's scary to see what has gone on with Sheriff Arpaio, because every citizen should be concerned about whether a Democrat or a Republican. Because what if this were a Republican? What if that was a Republican Department of Justice that initiated this, and it was before Trump appointed judges?
Wouldn't support throwing somebody in jail because something like this is crazy.
Right. It's an interference by the courts with the executive branch and the autonomy of the executive branch and the will of the people when they vote in people, because this was done to defeat a candidate. That there is,
it was
no
done for political purposes. Plus, we should probably spend a minute or two on what happened in the contempt. Why don't you tell folks about that?
And well, I will. Let me just opine on one thing before I forget this. And just, Alex, think about this. Think about that. A few months ago, the FBI said that they don't have time to monitor all potential terrorists in the United States. They don't have enough manpower. But they have enough manpower to pursue an 85-year-old retired sheriff.
On a witch hunt.
And that's just really tragic. And again, regardless of your political affiliation, do we really want scarce prosecutorial and law enforcement resources wasting their time on something?
But look what they did to Tom DeLay. He didn't do anything wrong. He was later found not guilty. They constantly are on witch hunts trying to put people in prison.
Right, because it's a lot safer for the FBI to go out and interview a bunch of people in connection with what Sheriff Arpaio might have said to them than actually chase dangerous terrorists. And that's frankly what I think everybody in the country would like to see our FBI doing.
All right, stay right there. What about the separation of powers you raised? Because it's true the president doesn't have to answer questions of Congress. It's true a sheriff, if it's not a particular criminal case he himself is being charged with, and the sheriff would say that's proprietary information. I'm not going to, give that out to this court. People don't understand the separation of powers in government. Now the judiciary has been trying to run over all of that selectively, and it's a very dangerous situation. Don't forget, it ends today. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. On t-shirts, on books, on films, on high-quality water filtration and air purifiers, the best systems out there at the lowest prices, and all the supplements, like our amazing fluoride-free toothpaste, all of it massively discounted with free shipping.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's up, child? I've
final segment of the first 3 hours of Global Transmission. You know, the fourth hour is a grab bag. And that's why we got Roger Stone coming up to host the fourth hour to cover all the latest news, breaking information from inside the White House, what really happened with Scaramucci, but what is moving forward. That is all coming up with Roger Stone, who's being sued by Barack Obama's lawyers, claiming with no evidence that he's behind the Russian hacking. But we now have Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, saying from his national intelligence sources, the FBI was surveilling Seth Rich, and that it was Seth Rich leaked it. And that's what WikiLeaks has said, too. This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. So I know Roger has a guest coming up in the second segment, but, man, sometimes you want to punt on stuff. I'm sure it's a big guest because this is big. I want to find out what Roger has to say about that. But this is quite a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, quite a time. They are coming after everybody. That's why I'm not going to forget Arpaio now that he's retired, driven out by Bloomberg and Soros money, and they want to put him in prison on top of it to send a message. I hope they do this to me. People won't forget me. So in closing, what do we do to help on this? Talking to his lawyer right now. What do we do, sir, to counter all of this and expanding on that, Mark Goldman of GZLawOffice.com, professor as well. What do we need to know about this case and the separation of powers?
Well, I think all of us need to let our representatives in Washington know that we don't like and we don't want a Justice Department or Justice Department officials interfering with elections, whether they're local, state, or national elections. The Justice Department needs to stay out of those matters. Number one, on the matter pertaining to Sheriff Arpaio himself, Sheriff Arpaio just needs and wants everybody's support to know that people do support him, that no one buys into this ruling that he's guilty, because the sheriff is a very proud man, and the sheriff has an enormous amount of integrity. He is probably, if not the most honest, one of the most honest people I have ever met in my life.
Sure, he's definitely an old-timer in that respect, and that's a good thing. Just briefly, folks, explain what happened with the so-called contempt that the judge, jury, executioner, the Judge Dredd has found him guilty of.
Yeah, well, now he's the judge in her ruling set a date in October for his sentencing. Why in October? We have no idea. We're going to ask her to move that up. The sheriff's 85 years old, and he certainly wants some finality.
Well, let me tell you, they're planning a coup against Trump. It's been announced.
Well, yeah. You know, this just will not end. They're not, they don't want to leave him alone.
By the way, that sounds insane. Brennan said they're going to have a coup on TV last week.
Oh, yeah. If that type of rhetoric had been used against any other president, and especially Barack Obama, there would be rioting in the street. But somehow, the people who don't like Trump feel that they are entitled to essentially overthrow the government of the United States. It's shocking.
It's incredible. I mean, specifically, though, we only got 45 seconds. Tell them how they found him in contempt.
Oh, she found him in contempt. There are three elements. The order must be clear and definite. The defendant must have notice and understanding of the order, and he must willfully disobey it.
Sure, but what was he disobeying, supposedly?
A preliminary injunction order by a judge in another court, which was anything but clear and definite. That was never proved in the case.
Sure, absolutely. No. So he said, I'm going to do my job and arrest illegals. So they're trying to put him in prison. It's incredible. All right. Thank you so much, Mark, for that. We're going to be right back with the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word.